Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to poop, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Have a drink, everybody. Everybody, welcome to another great, what promises to be great, show. That sounds crazy, huh? Welcome to a great show. Like I was saying, I'm gonna have a drink here because this is not gonna be a great show with this sound like this. You know, but this is a nice Jason Isbell song, so it's okay that we've got just 3 minutes of nonsense at the top of the show. Oh, yeah. Okay. We've got a big plans today, so I want to make sure we get started off right. We're going to have a power hour today. It's been a little while since we've done a power. This is all fucked up. Okay. Goodbye. We're going to have a power hour today. So for those of you who do not know how power hour works, we haven't done one in a while. Basically, I get real loaded, and then I answer somewhere between 50 and 60 questions. Ideally, in a power hour, you'd have a question for each minute, which is how long I have to read and answer the question, by the way. But a lot of times I forget that there are 60 minutes in an hour instead of 50, which we should pick a different amount. 60? Really? Why? That makes no sense. I mean, shouldn't an hour be 50 minutes and each minute be 100 seconds and so on? Or 50 seconds or whatever? I mean, why 60? That makes no sense that we would go with that system. I had an exciting day today. I did a shitload of laundry. Which, by the way, I gotta say, in an apartment setting, is becoming a little bit of a financial drain. And this whole nice cup full of quarters, now it's empty. Although I guess you know that you're doing well when you're like, financial drain, I had a bunch of quarters and now they're gone. I was on top of the world hours ago before all my clothes were soiled. It's a real, that makes it sound like they were much worse than they were. They're just normal dirty. Normal dirty. I do have some clothes that are used in helping that guy with his basement. So they're covered in fiberglass shards or strings or whatever. And, you know, all the stuff was like, make sure you wash those alone and then run the washing machine again afterwards, you know, to clear out any remaining little wires or whatever in there, which I will probably do. I mean, right now, it's not looking good just because I'm like, Jesus Christ, the amount of this laundry cost, but I don't know. I'd feel pretty bad, I guess, if someone got dry insulationed while they were trying to do their laundry. Sorry, guys. Hang on. I also dropped a shirt behind the dryer, which was good because, you know, the only way I could figure to get it out was to get on top of the dryer and use tongs, like salad tongs, to reach it, which I think I just thought was a good idea because I was watching Hell's Kitchen at the time. So anything kitchen-related seemed, you know, anything kitchen-wise seemed like the right way to do everything at that point as opposed to doing, I don't know how else you'd do it. Before we get into our regular power hour, I have a two emails that I got from my brother a couple shows ago that I didn't receive in time enough to read for the show. So I thought we'd start off with those, and then, you know, I'd go into the regular, because once again, I only got 50, because I only thought there were 50 questions to a power hour. So we'll do these, but there are two, one's a little longer, so it'll take more than a minute. Here we go. Dear Snowman, so I'm training for the Tough Mudder for some reason, and the online workout program says I should be doing certain exercises. I'm a smart guy, but I couldn't figure out what the fuck these workouts wanted me to do. They describe doing skates as moving one leg behind the other, making a D with it, and then coming back up. I tried this and thought I was supposed to walk backwards and thought, these things are easy, I must be doing something wrong. I looked up skates on YouTube later and saw a dude doing something that looked like ice skating. Why the fuck can't the directions say, pretend like you're ice skating without ice skates? I don't really need an answer. I just wanted to tell people I'm doing a race because I aspire to be that kind of douchebag. I already text people in the middle of the night when I get an Xbox achievement, but I feel like I should branch out. From Ian. So he doesn't need an answer. Well, that was easy. Good for you. I mean, I don't know. Enjoy the Tough Mudder. Is that the one where they have, like, a thing that hooks up to your nipples and shocks you at the end or something like that? I don't know. I don't really keep track of this stuff. Let's see. A friend of mine asked if I would be in a race on Thanksgiving, a 5K, because they usually enter the family category, but his dad's out of commission. So I guess I'll be the dad of the family. You know, and I was like, well, that'll be easy. You know, I could run as fast as your average dad, I would think. But it turns out his dad's pretty fast. So, you know, it's going to be tough. I just hope the actual dad isn't there critiquing, like, I would have run faster than that. Here's the other email. Dear Snowman, I got our mom a gift certificate to the Criterion Collection store. If you had to choose, which Criterion DVD would you proudly display? Armageddon or The Rock? I'm glad he told me some, because I wouldn't be able to name any. Also, why the fuck did you see Armageddon so many times that summer? From Ian. So which would I get, Armageddon or The Rock? Which Criterion DVD would I proudly display? Okay. The main flaw in Armageddon, I would say, is it's too fucking long. I mean, it's got to be like 2.5 hours long, right? However, has Bruce Willis, Michael Clark Duncan, may he rest in peace, space dementia suffering, what's his face, character actor guy, Boardwalk Empire, Steve Buscemi. Yeah. On a side note to Armageddon, I read this book about police officers one time, and apparently as a New York cop at whatever time, you couldn't call in and say you had a cold because that was a vague thing. You had to say you had flu-like symptoms or a disease. So the guy said once that he had Dutch elm disease, and another time he said he had space dementia, which came from Armageddon. I'd like to call in sick sometime and say I have space dementia. Just leave a message on my boss's voicemail. Saw my doctor today. Turns out I got space dementia. Anyway, gotta go. Gotta, you know, shoot a thing in space and eventually be locked into a space shuttle and saved. That was one thing I didn't understand in that movie, too. It was like, Steve Buscemi kind of sabotaged the whole thing. I mean, they could have done without him pretty nicely. So, you know, they end up strapping him into a space shuttle. But he's one of the people who makes it back. Like, half of them don't make it. He makes it. You believe that shit? Also, one of the guys, you know, meets a stripper the night before they leave, and she's waiting there on the landing pad or whatever that's called, which I thought was, and she's like, oh my God, I didn't know you were really an astronaut. Turns out you're an astronaut, so I love you. And it's like, really? You're a stripper. What? Okay, fine. I guess it's a big deal, right? Saving the world. But wouldn't people know before those guys left, wouldn't they know that someone was going up in a rocket? If they were like, I'm one of those guys, wouldn't you be able to say no? A lot of people know who's on the fucking Yankees. I would think you would know who's going to drill into a rock and put a nuclear bomb in it and blow it in half and save humanity. Just saying. The Rock. What do I dislike about The Rock? Well, the first 40 minutes, probably. You know, there's a good chase in San Francisco. That's fun. Nicolas Cage, I have a love-hate thing with. He's kind of great and kind of horrible, right? I mean, Sean Connery, everybody loves for no fucking reason. Give me 10 good reasons to love him. I mean, maybe he was awesome back in the day, but by the time I got to him, he was a little old for most of the roles he was in, okay? Ed Harris was fine. Passable. I don't know. The Rock is just hilarious, I guess. My mom took us to see The Rock, and one day, I don't know what happened on this day, she took us to see both Independence Day and The Rock. You know, and these are not movies that my mom would ever watch. I don't know, something must have happened. She must have been trying to make up for something, or maybe, I don't know what happened, but she just wanted to feel like she was really doing something for us, so she took us to see both of these movies, and she hated The Rock. She liked Independence Day, probably because of Jeff Goldblum, I don't know. But The Rock, she was like, there was a part where a guy like falls off a, you know, a tall tower and not just falls and dies, but he's, you know, impaled on something. And to hear her tell it, if you'd never seen The Rock, it'd be like, what's The Rock about? She'd say, oh, it's about people getting pushed off a high shit and impaled on things. You know, she's like, everyone was getting impaled in that movie. To which, you know, I was like, well, one guy got spectacularly impaled. I'll give you that. But to say that everyone got impaled is taking it a little further than I'd like, ma'am. So which would I display, Armageddon or The Rock? I don't really understand this Criterion Collection thing so much. I feel like it's got something to do with, you know, this is a movie that's indicative of its time or something like that. So I think what I'd have to do, I'd have to go with Armageddon. Armageddon is, to me, more reminiscent of a time. There's that Aerosmith song that we all don't want to close my eye. All that shit. I mean, it had a cultural impact. It came out the same time as Deep Impact, which ironically, I think had less of an impact than Armageddon. I don't know. Even though it had Morgan Freeman in it as the president, I bet he was pissed. He's like, oh, fuck, I chose the wrong movie. Well, either get busy making an asteroid movie or you get busy not making an asteroid movie and crashing an old Nissan into a ditch. So I think I'd pick Armageddon. Now, why did I go see Armageddon so many times that summer? I think I saw Armageddon probably somewhere between 5 and 8 times. Mostly that's because I had one friend, Travis. And he saw it almost 20 times, if I remember correctly. We'd walk to the movie theater. I believe we were both working at McDonald's. We'd walk to the movie theater, see Armageddon, and walk home often. I don't know, it's what he wanted to do. And I'm not to this day not good at coming up with activities. You know, when I go on a date, it's impossible. If someone's like, you have to take someone on a date right now, I'd be like, oh, fuck. Do they like podcasting or listening to podcasts? Otherwise, we might be in trouble. Do they like Dungeness apartments? These are my basic options. So it's hard. I'm not good at activities, and that's what he wanted to do. And I was like, fuck it. I'll do that. That's fine. I liked going to the movies. I liked movies a lot at this time. I'll tell you a funny story, too. So he saved a bunch of money to get these Armageddon sunglasses. You know, they're like $100 sunglasses that were the kind that Bruce Willis wore in Armageddon. And I thought they were so fucking cool. And, you know, again, I wasn't good at activities and also was just like, whatever my friends think is cool, they're probably right. So when he got those glasses, I was like, I want to get those glasses too. And I was trying to get my dad to buy them, which, I mean, he was a crazy person, but he did have enough sense to say, I'm not buying you $100 sunglasses as, you know, I must have been 15 or something like that. However, he was like, I want you to go to this cotillion, which is a thing where they teach you how to slow dance and eat meals, fancy dinners, and you had to dress in a suit and do all this shit. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm not going to that. You know, as a kid, you're like, what's in it for me? I'd probably still say that today. I'd have to have a pretty compelling reason to go. I mean, I hated it. I was still little. I was shorter than all the girls there. It was awful. So, you know, he says, I want you to go to this thing. And I say, all right, I will go if you buy me the Armageddon sunglasses, you know, which he caved and he did. And they came in a cool case. I had them. They were way too big for my head because I looked like I was 5. I remember wearing them in the car on the way home, even though it was night, and thinking, I'll probably just never take these off. Now, there are two kinds. There's the black and the silver. My friend had the black, which were cooler. I got the silver because I didn't want to look like I just ripped him off. I think he was a little pissed because he saved the money for him and bought them himself, and I had my dad buy them, which is reasonable. And then, you know, I lost them at some point or broke them. I mean, before the cotillion was even over, it was probably 6 Saturdays or something. Before it was even over, I lost them. They were done. I think, does that answer the question? I mean, I feel like that's a lot of information about the motion picture Armageddon, which helps it really make a lot of sense. I don't know. That's most of my feelings about it, I guess. I think we're going to get on to regular power hour here. I think it's time. So I'm going to try and turn on some nice background music here. See if we can't get that rolling. I don't hear anything. Do you? All right, let's cue up some music and we'll get started. Oh, God damn it. There we go. You'll hear the chime at the end of every minute, and that's how you know it's time for me to move on. That's how you'll know, because it's important that you know. Dear Snowman, what are the similarities and differences between Cabeza de Vaca's and Marco Polo's attitude? From Grocer. Oh, well, okay, Marco Polo was a guy who was an explorer, so I'm going to assume that Cabeza de Vaca was also an explorer of some kind. You could tell how sure I was because my voice went, also an explorer of some kind? Got higher at the end. If I had to guess, I think Marco Polo was a more playful guy. Therefore, we had a pool game named after him, a swimming game of sorts that he was deeply involved with. Which is, you know, good fun, right? Everybody likes that game. No, no one likes that game. That game blows. Just being terrified in a pool that someone's going to touch you. I don't want someone just touching... Okay. Dear Snowman, I have a 21-19 5K. I am a sophomore male in high school. I only did spring track in freshman year, so I started running for the first time of my life in late March. Is this a good time? I had a 21-51 last week. What could I get by the end of the season in early November? From Lance. Lance, I hear what you're saying. I know you want to be evaluated and critiqued, but that's not really my thing. I would prefer, I would much prefer to impart to you this lesson. The beauty of running cross country is it's a co-ed sport. So you get to hang out with boys and girls, which is great because you can have your friends who are boys. And then there are also girls there. I don't really know. I mean, 21 night, that's fine. I don't know. That's okay. You're acceptable. You're not a superstar, but you're not shit. You could run as fast as you want, but don't forget that there are girls there. Dear Snowman, can pancake mix be used in place of Bisquick in recipes? A slow cooker recipe I have calls for Bisquick, which I don't have. Would pancake mix work? How about the magic Bisquick recipes where the crust rises to the top? From Paul. Paul, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but as I remember, Bisquick, it's a powder, whereas pancake mix is a liquid. This is the thing. However, if you're talking about you know, just mixing together the pancakes ingredients that are not... Good, I'm loaded. Pancakes ingredients that are dry and using it in place of Bisquick, I'm sure it'll be fine. I mean, I don't know what you're making in the slow cooker with Bisquick to thicken it up, I guess, which seems like a mistake. Let's calm down on the slow cookers, okay? Sometimes they're fun. But, you know, I got this book and it was like, first you had to prepare everything and then put it in the slow cooker. Fuck that noise. What's the point? I want to throw a bunch of food in there and it comes out a dish. Dear Snowman, who should I listen to for the most accurate, unbiased talk radio? Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, or Michael Savage? And please tell me why. It seems some of them have different answers. Thanks. From Lee. Well, Lee, I'm so glad you asked that. You can find all your radio needs at HelpfulSnowman.com. You can also find us on iTunes. You can probably get us on your Zune player store marketplace or whatever the fuck that thing's called. I'm a great source for accurate, unbiased talk radio. I have no bias because, I mean, I don't know. Maybe someone else has a slant on my Armageddon sunglasses from when I was a kid, but I kind of doubt it. So I think that you're going to get the best accurate stories from me. You don't need to go anywhere. Mike, dear Snowman, I need help with statistics. A college newspaper interviews a psychologist about a proposed system for rating the teaching ability of faculty members. The psychologist says, the evidence indicates that the correlation between a faculty member's research productivity and teaching rating is close to zero. What would be a correct interpretation of this statement? I don't understand the question, and I don't understand how to solve it. If you can explain or just state the correct answer, I would appreciate it so much. Thanks. From Cammy. Cammy, I suspect you may be taking statistics because it's fake math. Because basically, statistics are just made up. Statistics. It's bullshit. It doesn't matter. Unless you can say 1 in 4 mothers agree, then I don't really care about your statistic. 1 in 1 people named me hate statistics and find them to be a colossal waste of time. Dear Snowman, what's so great about being in a relationship? I absolutely see no benefit in being in a relationship. I find it's a lot easier to live on your own and rely on yourself. I also get to do whatever I want, whenever I want. So why would I want someone else with me on that? From Derek. Lone Wolf! Oh! Oh, listen. That just sounded like a cat outside. You know how a cat sometimes outside and you're like, is that a fucking baby or is that a cat in distress or pissed off or whatever? The thing is, Derek, if you're in a relationship, I mean, you say you could do whatever you want when you want. I mean, when you're in the relationship that is good, it's because that's what you want to do. So when you say I can do whatever I want whenever I want, I mean, someone who's happy in a relationship is like, well, I want to hang out with the person I'm in a relationship with. Idiot. Dear Snowman, what's it like to have braces? I'm getting braces tomorrow and I'm excited, yet nervous. What is it like to have braces for the first few weeks? Thank you, smiley face, from Merlanda. Well, Merlanda, it's fucking great. You know, some people will tell you that it hurts for a couple weeks or that it's uncomfortable or that you go to a place where a man drills into your jaw with screws. But I won't be that guy. I'm going to say it's great. You're going to have a beautiful smile. You'll be popular. Your name is Merlanda, which is great because you'll spend the rest of your life correcting everyone from saying Miranda. You got it made, baby. Don't even worry. Life is easy street for you from this point on. Smooth sailing. As smooth as your jawline is going to be. Dear Snowman, all I need is a one-word answer. Elijah Bailey. Is it a good name for a boy, yes or no? From Soccer Mom. I know you only needed a one-word answer, but the answer is going to be no then. I don't think so, because you know what? If you have to ask fucking a bunch of stranger whether or not your kid's name is good, it's probably not good. And Elijah is a terrible name, because that sounds like a Bible name, right? I mean, that's a super Bible-y sounding name. Elijah. he led some group of people through somewhere, right, Elijah? I don't think he was acting alone for his own best interest. He was helping people out, which I hate. Don't help anyone out. Don't do that. Don't be Bible-y in that way. It's annoying. Fuck that shit. And Bailey's the name of a dog, by the way, not a human. And is that... I think Bailey's a girl's name. Bad name. Dear Snowman, have you ever found a certain item just laying around in an unusual place? One day I was out walking, and on the ground across the street, I found a Mighty Ducks of Anaheim cap laying on the ground. I went across the street and picked it up, and ever since then, I've used it as my lucky hat. From Matthew. So have I ever found an article of clothing in the gutter and worn it and figured it was my lucky article of clothing because I found it outdoors where it was probably left because a homeless man who was sideswiped by a Jeep left it, you know, it was blown off his head as his skull collapsed? Did I ever find something like that and then wear it as my lucky version of that thing? Yeah, no, I haven't done that. I mean, I appreciate what you're saying here, but Jesus fucking Christ, no. God, no. That's idiotic. Dear Snowman, why do I cry in school? I'm 13, and while I miss my family a lot in school to the point where I cry, does anybody know why? Any advice? Also, I have 8 people in my family. From Maddie. Well, I think there's something pretty wrong with you, I gotta say. 8 people's too many. I don't mind saying that. 8 people's a lot. They say 8 is enough. 8 is too many. Way too many. So I'd say slow it down on the family members here. Maybe you won't miss them so much. Maybe if there's only 3, I guess murder half your family is what I'm suggesting. I don't know how you feel about that. Let it... I know when someone says murder your family, it sounds weird. Let it sit for a minute. Put it on your palate and just let it sit. Don't swallow it right away. You gotta take time with these things. Really get to know the idea before you go crazy. Dear Snowman, how can I read books online without my parents knowing? There's a lot of books I want to read, like The Grand Design, The God Delusion, and The Exorcist, that my parents don't want me to read. The thing is, I want to read those books. How can I read them online without my parents finding out? From Spike. I mean, you gotta read these books online without your parents finding out? I don't know, man, who cares? Your parents don't really care. I mean, just put a fucking paper bag over the front, or you know what you can do? Books come with these dust jackets, which I fucking hate, these hardback books with the dust jacket. It's like, why do I want a slippery slipcase over the top of the book? That's insane. It'd be like if the labels on a beer bottle were just a cardboard sleeve that could slip over up or down. Just take a different fucking dust cover, put it over the other one. Do you think your parents are really going to check what you're reading? They're dumb. Dear Snowman, help! I need to get my boyfriend back to the U.S. My boyfriend and I met in the U.S. at school last year. Over summer, he had to go back to his home country in New Zealand for a family emergency. He's had to work there for 3 months now so that he can come back to the U.S. and pay for his schooling here. If he uses a student visa here, he's not allowed to work more than 10 hours a week or something like that, which is not enough to support going to school. We need to figure out a way for him to get back to the U.S. ASAP, because he needs to finish by the end of the spring semester. Any suggestions? We're desperate. From Anna. I mean, I don't really know a lot about immigration, but I feel like as a white person with a New Zealand accent, the basic plan is you buy a plane ticket and come here and then just don't go back. I don't know. Is anyone going to stop you? I mean, how are they going to know where you're from? You look pretty much like us. Dear Snowman, who else hates texting conversation that go like this? Her, hey, me, hi, her, what's up, me, NM, her, same, too, cool. Conversation basically ends if neither person really has anything to say. Who else hates those? From Classy. I mean, yeah, everybody hates that shit. I don't know, when someone texts you, what's up, that's when you don't respond. That's the end of the texting situation, okay? If someone just says, hey, what's up, You say, what's up? Why did you text me, basically? Say it as aggressively as possible. Lose friends. Alienate. Kill. Destroy. Make it a miserable experience and people will stop texting you that way. If they're not getting what they want out of it, they'll knock it off. They'll think, oh, this guy's no fun to text. And it's like, yeah, I'm not fun to text when I don't have shit to say. Leave me alone. Dear Snowman, need 1,800 names for a ghost story. What the fuck? I'm writing a ghost story about an 18-year-old who gets killed in an accident and becomes a ghost. I made her die in 1812. Her name is Myrtle Glynn. I've already given her mother a name. I just need a father's name and siblings. Okay, so you need 1,800 style names, not 1,800 names. I haven't written if they are male or female. I have made these people rich as they had had a mausoleum. Don't know if you have to be rich to own one. Well, the family has a family cemetery, and I've placed them in Salem, Massachusetts. I'm adding to the ghost list, so need very old names. I have Myrtle, Rosa, and those are the only names I have. I mean, Drusilla could be in the story, as it seems... What the fuck? Alright, listen, dum-dum. Sounds great. I would say just keep going. Just call him Steve and Zach. Fuck it. Replace him later. If you call him the same name all the time, just use find and replace in Word, and then you can have your dumb ghost story about nothing. Dear Snowman, if swearing is immature, why is it considered adult language? From Pearson. Wow, Pearson. Ha 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 ha. What? Oh, the comic genius that you're wasting on this show. I mean, your gifts are going to nothing. You know, you've got a hilarious joke like that. What can I even... How do I compete? How does a man like me read a joke like that and come back with anything of worth, of value? Thank you, though. Thank you. I just do want to thank you for saying that. Really made my day. Didn't make me upset at all. Didn't make me want to die. Just right here in this chair. Just pass away. Oh, God. Fuck you, Pearson. You know? Dear Snowman, my dad believes in this conspiracy theory. What should I do? He believes that America is going to collapse because some conspiracy theorists have been talking about lobbyists trying to collapse it for themselves and raise hell in America. He suggests we're going to move to Mexico in a month. WTF, if America is going to collapse, our best choice is should be at least be better developed nation. I don't want to move there. I'm 16 in Texas. I don't want to move there. I've already lived there for 6 years. It wouldn't be much different from what he says going to happen in the United States. From Sarah. I just want to point out that I'm not that wasted. That's what it says. He says going to happen in the United States. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to miss you, Sarah. I'm sorry. Can't even express yourself in a way that I can really understand. Enjoy. Enjoy our brothers south of the border. Dear Snowman, for a 14-year-old boy, is 7.25 inches an adequate penis size? Jesus fucking Christ. Despite my yet to breach the consummation of puberty, my penis has slowed down in growth over the previous year, and within that period of time, I doubt it has grown over 1 inch. While at this period of time, my penis is 7.3 inches in length and 5.1 inches in base circumference, I currently hold doubts as to whether it will continue in its gradual path of growth. Is it at least fairly uncommon for growth to slow near the age of 14, and in proportion to my current size, how much more may it grow? From George. George, listen, as 7.25 inch penis man, no need to try and talk fancy in your emails, okay? That's one thing. Forget it, buddy. You've got enough that you don't have to say, at time in point of which, and sound like a dum-dum. Dear Snowman, I have a question for Christians. It's a very stupid question, I know, but I was wondering if anyone knows if there is fishing in heaven. I love fishing and would want to do it in heaven, too. I know, stupid, but can I have some opinions or concerns about this in comments or rants? I don't mind. From Mike. Mike, I mean, if you believe in heaven, I don't know how anyone's going to be able to tell you no. You know, if your dream is to stand in the middle of a stream in heaven, thinking about your life, basically doing it to escape your horrible home life, and pretend that you're not married, and, you know, fantasize about just laying down and letting the cold, cold water take you away to your death. Fine. I mean, if that's your idea of heaven, who am I to deny you, Mike? Who am I to say no to that dream? Dear Snowman, looking for guy advice. There's this guy. He's tall and fit, and I think he's really cute. So we've grown up in the same school since kindergarten, but we've never really been friends. Every time I see him on the bus, my stomach does major flips and is swarmed by butterflies. Aww. Like I was listening to Dance Again by J-Lo, and my stomach was freaking out because I was imagining us together. Okay, so anyway, I saw on his Facebook that he's moving and won't be attending my school anymore. I already knew you'd never be together, but I did enjoy the feeling he gave me, so I just want some advice on how to deal with this. I mean, it's not like I'm losing my boyfriend, but just the way he makes me feel is so incredible and unlike anything I've ever experienced. I just don't want to let that go. Help. From Jamie. Well, Jamie, the good news is J-Lo will come out with another album. J-Lo moved on. She was with that zombie. Now she's with some other idiot. And if J-Lo can move on, so can you. Dear Snowman, why do I have a red ring around my belly button after I shaved there? It's not a rash. It's not itchy. I shaved my stomach hairs and left a red mark in the shape of a circle. I tried lotion and it won't go away. It's really embarrassing and I'm insecure about it now. When my friends ask about it, I've just said it was from my umbilical cord when I was a baby and they haven't noticed it. Please help me get rid of this embarrassing mark. From Hannah. Okay. So you have a red ring after you shave there. And you just tell people that it's from your umbilical... I mean, if your friends are dumb enough that they think, like, you have a red ring around your belly button, a fiery red ring from your fucking umbilical cord, which doesn't go, as I understand it, around your belly button, rather, into... If your friends are that dumb, I don't know what you're worried about. You tell them anything. Oh, it's a hickey. I don't fucking know. It's a gigantic hickey from the Chupacabra. Dear Snowman, we moved into a house about 10 months ago and found out that our next-door neighbor, which is a business, have the right-of-way to our driveway. But they have their own huge driveway next to ours and even put up a privacy fence between our drives. We assumed they would allow us to build a garage at the end of our drive, but they said no, because they might need to use our drive again someday. Do we have any legal rights since they haven't used our drive for about 7 years? From Jessica. I mean, no. I don't know. If you own a thing, you own a thing, right? It's not like in 7 years you give it up. I mean, I've had the same bicycle for 7 years, you know, and it's not like, well, buddy, you've had this for 7 years. You never use it. You always think about it. You always think, today I'm going to turn my life around, ride my bike to work, save gasoline money, save the earth, save the air, save the world. And you don't do it. So I don't know why you keep fucking thinking about it. Same deal with that, man. You know, dear Snowman, what would happen if a 2-year-old started hitting the president in the head? Let's say the president picked up a 2-year-old kid in public and it started hitting him in the head hard. Would the Secret Service snipe the kid? From Chopin. I mean, you must know what a dumb question that is. Of course not. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why the president's always picking up babies. Why is that a thing? Kissing babies? I don't want the president kissing my baby. He should have fucking... If a president kissed my baby, I'd be like, hey, fucker, don't you have better things to do than kiss my baby? I mean, I'm into this baby. It's my baby. But Jesus Christ, man, I would think you have things to do. You better get to work. I think that you have important tasks. I don't, which is why I had this baby and brought him out to where the president was, because a baby can't even comprehend this. But you, on the other hand, should probably have some shit that you're trying to get to. I don't know, laws, bills, paperwork? Dear Snowman, should I apologize and did I do something wrong? I tried to compliment my boyfriend, Leon. Thanks for letting me know the name. Just in case you wanted to know. Anyway, I told him that he smelled good and he didn't respond. He just looked at the ground, disappointing. So I was just wondering if I should apologize. From Kiba. You're asking if you should apologize for telling your boyfriend that he smelled good? I don't think so. I mean, that's a nice thing to say. I guess it depends how you said it. Did you say, oh, yeah, you smell real good? In which case, yes, you should apologize immediately. But if you were like, hey, you smell good, Leon. Of all the Leons I've ever known, which is a significant fact to me, apparently, the name Leon, you're the best smelling. In that case, I don't know, man. He should apologize. I don't know why he took it so hard. He's so sensitive about how he smells. Fuck him. Move on. Dear Snowman, what's the best lip balm flavor for kissing? What flavor do guys like? For example, strawberry, vanilla, etc. From Ripa. What kind of lip balm do I like? I think that's probably a lady thing. I don't know if that's relevant. I mean, when I kiss somebody, I'm not like, oh, you know what? I would not kiss this hideous troll of a human, except she's got strawberry lip balm on. It's worth it. I don't think I'm going to go in for kisses more because of a delicious lip covering. If I was that into lip balm, I would just put it on my own lips or just eat the stick. Just pull it all the way out, eat it, go home. And you could just eat them in the aisle at Target. Who's going to stop you? Who's going to be like, there's a guy eating lip balms in the aisle. You must stop him. I don't think they're going to call the cops. I think they're just going to tell you to leave. It's victimless crime when you think about it. Dear Snowman, to add or not to add on Facebook, LOL. Okay. So I work at a job with some guys. We kind of flirt a tiny bit, but nothing extreme. I think they're very cute, and I love to get to know them more. My friend who used to work there with me added everyone we worked with on Facebook. I think she's hung out with them once or twice. I want to add them, but I don't want them to be like, WTF, where did she find my Facebook? Would you add them? From Coffee. No, I wouldn't. I have a pretty strict only adding those who request me. And I think that that's something that all should adopt. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be promoting that habit, because if I say that, how am I ever going to get more Facebook friends? Because no one's going to request me. I have very few friends. I don't know how people have so many fucking friends. I have like 100. And I go on people and they have 9,000 fucking friends. Who are these people? Dear Snowman, how do I sneak out at night? My girlfriend wants me to sneak out. Do I take the car or walk? This is the worst time she could do it, but only tonight, she said. The car is closest to the house and biggest, but it's navy blue. Those are the only keys I could get, and if I walk, I can't find my really good navy sweatpants, so I'll have to wear black sweatpants, and the moon is pretty bright. What do I do? From Rex. Wow. First of all, you don't sneak over to a girl's house in your good sweatpants. Just wear fucking jeans. Don't be an idiot. I mean, what are you doing? Are you trying to assemble a ninja outfit? Your good navy sweatpants, so you'll have to wear your inferior black sweatpants? Believe me, they're fucking sweatpants. Also, I think there should be some kind of a rule that if you're doing the sneaking out, I mean, your outfit should be whatever you want it to be. I would say don't take the car. I mean, they're gonna hear it. Dear Snowman, how do I improve my English in my native country? I thought I would love to hear your thoughts on this. I've been in Canada for some years, and recently I came back to Taiwan for work. I don't have any English native speaking friends here in Taiwan. I'm afraid I might gradually forget about English. From Maggie. Well, Maggie, I'm glad you asked that. Helpful Snowman Radio is a great way to learn English. We use a lot of interesting words. We use a lot of vocabulary. We use a lot of mind expansion tools that you're not even aware of going on beyond the surface here. If you want to learn English, like me, and you want to speak good English, real good, like me, please, listen. Give me cash so that the show can continue. Use this to make your way in the United States or parts of Canada that aren't French. Dear Snowman, how do you make yourself throw up? I want to miss school tomorrow, but it's picture day, and the only way that can make me go home is if I throw up, hit my head, or have a fever, or whatever. I've already used the head and fever excuse, but I don't know how to throw up. Help, please. From Francis. Ah. Well, Francis, there are a lot of ways to throw up. You know, last time I threw up, I would say, was a result of drinking many beers and whiskeys and playing Robotron. And then riding home in the trunk of a car. So if you can pull that off, I almost guarantee that you will throw up. I can't 100% guarantee, but I can 90-100% guarantee that you will throw up. Because you're just a kid. You're a little kid. Dear Snowman, why is my husband so upset that I want him to make love to me wearing a pilgrim's outfit during the holidays? I love to role play, and nothing turns me on more than a pilgrim outfit during Thanksgiving. I mentioned this to my husband, and now he is upset and treating me like some animal. Does he have the right to be mad? Thank you, from Bunny. I mean, you guys got married, so I'm going to assume he knew about this beforehand, in which case, no, he doesn't have the right to be mad. I don't know, is this like a seasonal... Here's my question. If you're one of these people who moves from holiday to holiday, like you want him to be a pilgrim today, then you're going to want him to be Santa, then you're going to want him to be the Easter Bunny. Yes. You know, I think it's reasonable for a man to have a few personae that he dresses up in to fuck his wife. Pilgrim costume is a little stupid and complicated, and what do you say? Oh, will you pass me that corn, Native American wench? Dear Snowman, what should I do over fall break? I'm in fall break, and this week I'm going to Phoenix, but next week I'm not sure. What should I do? I don't want to sit around all week, and I don't got money to go shopping. What should I do? Any tips? I'm very creative, by the way. From Bridget. Unless that's a solicitation for sex, I'm very confused. You're so fucking creative, you can't even decide what to do with free time. You have time off from school. And by the way, you're in school. Go fuck yourself. 2 weeks, fall break. Yeah, I can see why you need a fall break. You've been in school for like 10 days. Holy shit. I can't even imagine. You've learned that there's a kingdom and a phylum. Oh my god. Better take a break. Really unwind. Go to Phoenix for some fucking reason. I don't know. I mean, what do you want to hear? You're very creative. Okay, make a quilt. Go fuck yourself. Jesus Christ. Dear Snowman, what can I use 5,000 bucks on? I got 5,000 bucks as a quinceañera gift from my dad, and I don't know what to do with it. I couldn't buy a car since my sister, who's 11 months older, just got one and she can drive me around. I also don't plan on going to college, so that means I don't want to save it for college. I'm also too young to be investing, aren't I? It's been a year since my 15th birthday and I still haven't thought of what to do with it. From Anna. Listen, dummy. I mean, you're like, I don't need a car because my sister can drive me around. I don't need to do college. I mean, so you don't care about anything. What do you want me to care about what you do with your 5,000? Jesus Christ, I don't know. Send it to me. Are you kidding? Helpful Snowman at PayPal. Some shit like that. I don't even know if that's set up, but I will set it up. You know, email me. You can send me 1,000 of the five. Send it to your five favorite podcasts. Send it to your four favorite podcasts, and then me. Dear Snowman, how would you describe my girlfriend? I always respect my girlfriend, I really do, but she's been ignoring me lately, and out of a fit of rage, I said, I'm going to charge my phone, go reblog on Tumblr or something. And she said, don't ever tell me what to do, don't. She got mad over just telling me to go reblog on Tumblr. I said it because that's all she does when we talk and pays more attention to Tumblr than me sometimes. How would you describe her? That comment really upset me, but I can't seem to explain my feelings in words. From Neku. Well, I mean, to be fair, Tumblr is probably more interesting than you. You're a guy, you're one man, and Tumblr is the world in real time. So, to expect her to want to talk to you more than Tumblr is insane. You're wrong. You're wrong. That's the thing. I would describe your girlfriend as a rational human person. Dear Snowman, are there diapers that send a text message to you? I heard on the radio that there's a diaper that sends a text message. I need the name. Anyone do you know? Thanks. From Brittany. A diaper that sends you a text message. So I'm assuming, all I can figure, I don't know why a diaper would send you a text message unless it's like the baby craps in the diaper and then it sends you a text to let you know that the baby has crapped in the diaper. Well, you don't need that because, I mean, the baby will crap and then you'll be like, I think there's human feces in this diaper, right? Are you in the same room as, where's your baby and where are you? I mean, yes, if you floated it down a river in a basket and it got to the Gotham Zoo where penguins were and raised it and turned it into the penguin, sure. But even then, you don't need to be changing the diapers, right? It just roams free and shits on the penguins all day. Dear Snowman, I have a problem. I'm trying to get a 4.0 GPA. One class, I already lost 2.1% of my mark on a quiz. Now I have issues with group assignments. I don't know anybody in my group, and none have approached me telling me what to do. I'm quite shy myself, so I don't know how to approach them. I want to ace the assignments, but communication is a problem, and I have social anxiety disorder. From Gurr. Well, you might be screwed. I mean, honestly, these kind of assignments, if you're a 4.0 and you've already calculated that you've lost 2.something%, the other people in the group are probably expecting that you're going to do the work. So if you really want to do it, you should probably just do the work. I don't know if you're going to have a lot of other options here, sir. But you know what? People like you got a lot of us through school. So God bless you. Enjoy. Know that the rest of us fail miserably without you later. Dear Snowman, average penis size for a 13-year-old. Oh, Jesus Christ. My penis is 1.5 inches soft, but when it's erect, it's only 3 inches. 3 inches! All the guys in the locker room makes fun of me and calls me baby cock, etc., etc. There's guys my age that has penises over 5.5 inches, which we learned earlier. And I'm really embarrassed. Is there any natural methods on how I can make it larger? I'll do anything except for drugs or pills. From Austin. I mean, I don't really want to advise a 13-year-old on penis stuff. You know, just calm down. You're 13. You don't have a lot of penis going, but you don't have a brain either. So, your body will figure it out. You'll get whatever amount you need by then. I don't, you know, just don't worry about it. Of course, other people have. Yeah, get ready for life. There are going to be guys who have bigger penises than you. Forever. Dear Snowman, are we a good couple? We've been dating for almost 2 months. We're taking it slow. We don't kiss, hug, or hold hands, really. Even though I'd like to. We hang out, laugh, play, wrestle, and jump into each other. What the fuck? We text all the time. I'm texting him right now. And in the text, we put heart symbols, kiss symbols, and send pictures. Don't make any rude comments, and don't say I'm too young, please. My boyfriend's name is called Matthew. From Katie. Are you a good couple? I don't know. I mean, you send kisses via text, but you don't hold hands in real life. That's a problem, right? Who wants that? I would never be satisfied with, like, oh, she kiss texts me every 10 minutes. It's way better than one. No. One regular kiss is better than 4,000 million text kisses, right? I mean, I don't know. That's stupid. Dear Snowman, how do I get a girlfriend? I'm 16 and have Asperger's. From Austin. You know, I don't really know a lot about Asperger's. I know that it's Asperger's, not like an ass burger, like a hamburger. Although they should really. Why don't they call it Asperger's? Put a Z in there instead of having a B. What do you have? I have ass hamburger. I have butthole burger disease. I mean, Jesus Christ, could they have come up with a worse name for that? You know, I have pussy willow syndrome. How do you get a girl? I mean, I don't know. How does anyone who's 16 get a girlfriend? I can tell you one thing. It's not from learning how to fucking slow dance and wearing Armageddon sunglasses for 3 weeks until you lose them. That doesn't work. So unless you have a worse plan than that, go for it. Dear Snowman, are you of the belief that males are like an endangered species? Many young men are browbeaten into submission and emasculated, if they're ever even emasculated at all, by their single mothers. They're denied their fathers, and then these women tell them that they're mother and father. It's BS, and they know it. Then the role of the men in the family is downplayed to the point they're not even part of it. They're just there, like buffoons, doing whatever they can, hoping to not be in Miss Thang's doghouse. They're just there. When she has what she wanted, she'll send him on his way. Someone I know said that while guys may physically look like men, they're women when it comes to emotions. Interpret that how you want, but I thought the guy had a point. From Ace. So you're asking, are men men anymore? I don't fucking know. I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, it sounds like you had a great dad who was slapping the holy bejesus out of your mom, setting a great example. So no, I guess we missed out. Dear Snowman, the latest research shows that Jackie killed JFK. This is not a joke, but serious research. Reputable talk show host Charles Giuliani discussed this topic. Listen to the archive audio files. From Fiona. Well, no, I'm not going to do that. I don't know, does anyone really care about JFK conspiracy? I read this book one time, and it was almost all conspiracies about JFK, different things that could happen. It doesn't really matter. I don't know why it matters. I'm not Fox Mulder. I'm not going to uncover the conspiracy. And even if I did, you know, I'd be the guy where they're like, if you keep digging into this conspiracy, we're coming after you. Guns blazing. I'd be like, oh, never mind then. I'm good. We're good. No need to go after me. You know, I can get this all taken care of. Let's just calm down. Dear Snowman, is my response good? It's Monday, and we had a conversation today. Him. Let's get together Saturday night. Me. That should be fine. Just would like to get through the week. From Helen. So you're asking if that's an okay response. He says, let's get together Saturday night, and you said, that should be fine. Just like to get through the week. Exclamation point. It's okay. It's better than saying LOL at the end, as we've demonstrated. I don't know. I mean, what do you want? I guess it depends how you feel, right? If you feel that way, then yeah, you did great. If you want to see him before... I mean, it's Monday. You're not going to see him till Saturday? That's not making you happy. I know you better than that, Helen. So, no, it's not a good response. You should have said how you felt. What you wanted. You should tell him how you feel, goddammit. Dear Snowman, will my legs start slimming down if I run 30 minutes a day and do like 200 squats a day? My legs are really chubby. And when will I start seeing results? I'm 5'4 and 120 pounds. From Liz. I mean, yeah, your legs will probably change shape if you did 200 squats a day. That's a lot of squats, Liz. And if you ran 30 minutes a day, I mean, maybe. They might thin up, but they might thicken up. Some people get thicker legs when they run. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't worry about it so much. What did you say you were? 5'4 and 120? I think you're fine. I think you're probably okay. You know? Some people are weird. Some people are less weird. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe get a hobby. If you learn a little bit about modern warfare, it'll take you a lot farther with men than having thin thighs, believe me. Dear Snowman, how can I get myself to run away? I hate my family. I officially hate my family. I want to run away, do badly, but I just can't. I think that I may never see them again, and what would happen to me? I'm not sure what I can do. Can I please have some advice? From Kate. Okay. Don't do it. I mean, you can't run away from home. You move out when you can move out, but you can't run away. Because what do you think is going to happen? You're going to run away and your mom's going to come and be like, please come back? I ran away once when I was a boy, Kate. You know what I did? I sat on the front porch and read Web of Spider-Man for a few hours, thinking, man, they're going to miss me so much. They probably think I'm way up the block. You know, and my mom knew I was on the fucking front porch. I mean, how good of a runaway is that? I'm 3 feet. I'm technically still on the property of the house. Dear Snowman, how do you grow long hair? I've tried not to damage my hair. I rarely straighten it, and also I haven't dyed it in about 1 year. I've let it grow 3 inches from its length before. I want to know what other methods that helps grow hair. My prom is next year, and it would be very helpful. Also, what vitamins help your hair? From Astrid. I mean, you're asking advice to do the one thing that you can just do without doing anything. How do you grow hair? You just don't cut the hair. Just sit around. I don't fucking know. I don't even really... there must be more to this question that I'm not understanding, right? I'm sure there's a maximum length. Is it already 6 feet long and you want it to be like that weird Swami with the long fingernails who most people's fingernails just wouldn't grow that long, but they curl and kill his hand and we're all supposed to be respectful of that and not think that's crazy? I don't know, guys. Dear Snowman, what does the expression never go to bed mad mean? My aunt told me and my fiancé this, and I take it to heart because she has a lot of experience, but I'd like to know what the real meaning is. From Brittany. So you took it to heart, but you don't know what it means? So you're a fucking idiot, first of all. Second of all, don't go to bed mad. Okay, so what that means is, you know, when he does something, which he's gonna do, you know, when he's peeing in the sink instead of the toilet, you can be mad. But then when you guys go to bed, try and resolve it first, because then you don't have, like, a weird dream where you're at the airport and, you know, he's the security guard and he won't let you through because you won't take your laptop out of the bag. Or that you guys work at the same place all of a sudden, but you're there in your pajama pants. This is how these things will become expressed, I shit you not. So just when you go to bed, just say, like, listen, I'm sorry. It's cool. Pee wherever you like. Who cares? Dear Snowman, can I leave a hot peach cobbler out all night? From Amanda. That's a great question, Amanda. Some things can be left out all night, some can't. And here's how you know it can be left out all night. Peach cobbler is a yes, because it's delicious. Pizza is a yes, because it's delicious. Now, if someone said, can I leave, I don't know, half of a McDonald's hamburger out all night, I'd say, no, because it's not that good. Or if somebody said, can I leave out, I cut an apple in half, can I just leave the half out and eat the other half? I'd say, no, man, it's a fucking apple. Give me a break. But a peach cobbler? Yeah. You could leave that out for days, and it's still good. You could leave it out wherever you want. I mean, the only problem is if you left it out and nobody ate it, that's the one thing that makes me question the value of your peach cobbler. Dear Snowman, have you ever been in an interracial relationship with someone of a different skin color? Or would you be in one? From James. Well, James, as you know, I've been around the block. I was with a nice Hispanic woman once, long ago. I mean, yeah, I don't know. What kind of person wouldn't be with someone of a different skin color? That's kind of... I don't know. The only excuse I can see for it is if you're so into it that that's the kind of pornography you watch, and now it's all built up in your mind and you don't want to wreck pornography for yourself forever by making fantasy a reality. You know, some things are best kept as fantasy, right? I don't know. I'm losing it, man. That's a stupid question. I mean, who would be like, yeah, I don't think I'd be with a black chick. It'd be weird. Dear Snowman, where was Theodore Roosevelt during the moon landing? I googled it and couldn't find any information. Was he doing something else? Because that's not cool. The president should be doing something during a big moment like the Apollo landing. From Neil. Wow. Pretty sure he was doing exactly what we would all expect him to do, which is being in his grave. Dumb dumb. I don't know. I mean, what was your grandma doing during the moon landing? Probably watching it on TV, thinking about, like, okay. He's on the moon. Good. Good. Good golly. I don't know. The moon. That's ridiculous that they were on the moon. Totally ridiculous. Dear Snowman, I'm having a baby. My due date is today. Does lemon juice help induce your labor? If so, how much? Don't tell me to go have sex because my boyfriend isn't here, LOL. From Rachel. Hilarious. I'm really glad the father of your child's not there, Rachel. That's good news. And I do agree. Ha ha ha. Laugh out loud. Does lemon... I don't know. I mean, just fucking... What's it gonna hurt? I drank tons of whiskey today. That's got to be way more poisonous than fucking lemon juice, right? I mean, you're drinking... You're asking me if you can drink lemon juice? I'm asking you... You know... Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, drink a couple shots of lemon juice. What's the worst that's going to happen? I drank a bunch of whiskey. I'm clearly fine, okay? We made it to the end, guys. We did it. We did a power hour. Oh, my God. It was a tough one, huh? I wasn't sure we were going to make it. How about yourselves? You just never know with these things. As usual, this one's going to end abruptly. These always have to end abruptly because, you know, I start to sort of lose it here and don't know what to say. Thank you all for listening. I'm so happy if you made it this far with me. Come along with me. Helpfulsnowman.com. I don't know what you need to do. Just repost something that I post on Facebook. Anything. Just do that for me. And, you know, we'll call it even. Thank you for being a friend. Have a good night. Ask me what's on my mind, I'm fine, I'll push on through. Not much to see on this angry street, so sleep the day away. Look past my barnacle mind, in time I'll roll a stone. Knuckles and birds on a wire tire, but no one gets free. I'd pay to tear these chains away, to steal sympathy.